John Adams, Samuel Adams, Benjamin Franklin, Alexander Hamilton, Patrick Henry, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, John Marshall, George Mason, and George Washington. These are the founding fathers of our home, who worked hard to create a new nation highlighted by its core values of democracy and liberty. As a result of these men's actions, America was created, and little did they know that it would develop into one of the top countries in the world. The year was 1776. The Declaration of Independence was written by these great men and issued against a king who was abusing his authority, infringing on the colonists' rights. In this renowned document, Thomas Jefferson described an American's unalienable rights as life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. After being limited by a king, the founders understood the importance of a free nation. Therefore, they decided that upholding these unalienable rights should be the government's central purpose. What America came to be today is very different from what the world looked like when the founders lived and fought for it. Yet, our country still upholds its core values that the founders established as a basis for our nation. I see around me how life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness remain to be a fundamental part of the lives we live. We are known around the world for our goals of achieving the American dream and our system of democracy. Sometimes Americans forget about their privileges, and there needs to be attention drawn to the liberties we can sometimes take for granted. Our nation is a world of opportunity that the founders made sure of when defining our core values to ensure our freedoms were a priority. In the Constitution, the founders included the Bill of Rights that outlined our civil liberties. Through the words of Jefferson, "All men are created equal." He had no intent to exclude others by including prejudices anywhere in our foundation. The founders knew the United States should hold no established religion, ethnicity, or language that would deny others of the promised freedoms offered by this land. Today, anyone can apply to become an American citizen as long as they uphold the same beliefs and convictions that are at the core of our country. The five freedoms of the First Amendment exemplify what it means to be an American, and that is why they are included in the U.S. citizenship test to pass for naturalization. Societal standards were different back then, but these men left room for improvement, knowing that someday action for change in our country would occur. Although the Constitution was written in 1787, 233 years later, that document is still highly effective today. The Constitution is such a glorious document that has had little need for revision over the years. After the Bill of Rights was amended in 1791, the Constitution has only had 17 changes implemented. This exemplifies how the document is near flawless while still allowing it to evolve with current times. The founders were perceptive in the construction of the Constitution, creating it in a way that makes it still very relevant. The founders would be delighted at how their system of government is still in place and operating. Americans have a deep appreciation for our country, and that would not be possible without the work of the founding fathers. The moral values of these men were based in their faith. In both my parochial and public school, we would say the Pledge of Allegiance every morning with our hands over our hearts looking up to a flag, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Our nation is one of the most patriotic countries in the world, inherently from the system that was written with the interests of protecting our natural rights in mind. The founders drew this belief from the philosophy of John Locke, that the government can only govern with the consent of the governed. The support of this philosophy by the founders was outlined in the Declaration of Independence on how laws should be protecting our natural rights and the people making the laws should do so with the good of the citizens in mind. This philosophy also acknowledges that the people have a right to revolt against the government. For Americans, protests are nothing new, and through this political action, it is how we as a nation gained our independence. Especially this year, our country has been witness to seemingly endless protests. Our government continues to uphold a democracy through a system of representation so that the supreme power of our land is vested in its people. We are those who fight back against oppressions. This nation was born out of protest as the road to the revolution against England was paved by opposition. The founders, along with countless other colonists, fought back against the tyrannical king. As a result, the freedom to protest was a protected right that the founders deemed important enough to include in our Constitution. The First Amendment highlights Americans' necessity to fight back against injustices and secure our freedoms. The Constitution is considered the supreme law of the land, and the written genius is still in effect. Our founding fathers would be content with this country, with how it has remained the same and evolved over the years.